to the One Where I Met Your Mother, a podcast about Friends and How I Met Your Mother. I'm David.
I'm Natalie.
How are you, Natalie?
I'm good. We just recorded yesterday, so I feel like I don't have much to report.
Yeah, and also we're not going to have any new correspondence because we just recorded yesterday. And also, both of the season 7 premieres were two episodes on the same night, so we don't have a how are we doing this.
Yeah, so this is going to be a shorty, huh?
Yeah, I think you just cursed us.
No.
I think now we're going to end up like going on a bunch of bullshit digressions and it's going to be our longest episode ever.
I don't feel like that.
No, but yeah, it's...
How are you doing?
I think I'm all right. Today's today was a packed day.
Yeah.
I just almost like broke my ankle moving my chair forward.
I'm glad you didn't. These chairs are terrible.
I don't know. They work for me.
Tell our friends and mothers about your day while I get a pillow.
Well, I had a podcast I'm doing a podcast now, but I started with a podcast where I had to... Well, no, first I had to go to Burger King.
Yeah.
Because for the Battleship Retention Patreon, patreon.com/battleshipretention. Did I say patreon.com? Patreon.com.
Dot com.
/battleshipretention. Guest Josh Long and I, our friend Josh Long and I, reviewed, I guess, kind of, didn't review, just kind of talked about Burger King Kung Fu Panda Sunday.
Which you haven't seen the movie.
No, I saw the first one in the theater, and that was like, what, 2008? So yeah, I have not seen 2, 3, or now 4.
I think I've seen 2.
I remember liking the first one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this morning I had an 11:30 a.m. Sunday and did a podcast about it. Then you and I had like a Zoom doctor's appointment thing. I had to do some stuff for your mom, right?
Yeah.
All this while I'm working. Yeah. And then I had like a personal grooming appointment.
Yeah.
And now we just watched 2 episodes of television and now we're podcasting. It just feels like I've been going...
Non-stop.
All day long. Working all through all of this, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy day. But this is not a podcast where we talk about what we did all day.
Yeah, that would be pretty boring.
I think for my life, it would probably be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe.
I lead a pretty exciting life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if that's true. I bet I could find something interesting that happened to me every day.
Yeah.
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 Especially since I take public transit. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
I see a lot of things.
Yeah. Also, just like in this park, there's always something, going on.
Yeah. Our townhouse overlooks a park, which is, honestly, like I thought it was cool when we looked at the place. I was like, oh, that's cool. And now I love it so much.
Yeah. It's
that like I can, like, while I'm refilling the Brita filter or whatever, it's just like, I'm just watching our TV show out the back window.
We're overlooking a basketball court, so I'll like watch teams and be like, yes, like when they sink a basket. If I'm like washing a dish, I'll be like, okay, by the time I finish this pan, someone needs to like get a basket.
Yeah.
And yeah, I play little games like that.
Yeah. And we like, because we have a dog, we walk her, and so we know the neighborhood dog, so we can look out the park and be like,
oh, there's so-and-so.
Oh, Bear's out there. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Nova's out there. Oh, the other dog named Nova is out there. Oh, the other dog named Bear is out there.
What's that fluffy dog's name? I don't remember.
most of them are little white fluffy dogs. Anyway, this is not a podcast about our neighborhood or the things we do every day.
Yeah.
This is a podcast about the American television situation comedies, Friends, and How I Met Your Mother. We watch an episode of each every week. We recap, compare, contrast. We have fun segments. If this is your first episode, enjoy.
Welcome.
You are more than welcome. Today, we are on to Season 7, Episode 2 of both shows. Season 7, Episode 2 of Friends is called The One with Rachel's Book. And Season 7, Episode 2 of How I Met Your Mother is called The Naked Truth. We're going to put a pin in The Naked Truth, and we are going to jump in with both feet to Season 7, Episode 2 of Friends, The One with Rachel's Book. Okay, so, time to start wedding planning. That's the cold opener. They're in. Everyone's getting ready for work at Monica and Chandler's because that's what they do.
Yeah.
I guess now that like Ross lives across the street, and Phoebe lives at Monica and Chandler's, it for the first time like makes sense that they all like come by for breakfast at Monica's yeah. before they go off to their different jobs.
Yeah,
because it always seemed strange to me before Rachel and or Ross and Phoebe were in the neighborhood that it was like that they took the train to like what time do they get up?
Right. So now they're right across the street.
Yeah, I had a group of friends who like in high school would go once a week would go out to breakfast before school started. And one week I went with them and I was like, I need my sleep too much. School starts early enough. Like school starts like 8:30. I got to get to this place at like 6:45. So we can have like,
I had friends who did that too. And it was fun, but I'm like, I don't even need breakfast. Yeah. Like,
okay. So they're wedding planning. And of course, Monica has been planning her wedding since the fourth grade or if not earlier and has a big old binder full of stuff.
Which like, don't your like tastes evolve?
Well,
like,
they from... make jokes about that. Yeah. That she wants the Bay City Rollers to play.
Yeah.
That
way. Yeah, that's true.
So that's the cold open is they're planning the wedding. After the opening titles, which we didn't talk about last week, there's new opening titles, but I don't have anything to say about them. Maybe I'll think of something. There's like new stuff that we see, new clips.
Yeah.
So we come back and Ross is teaching. He's no longer trying to do his British accent. He's just teaching. But he's not really teaching. He's proving that he came up with the idea for Jurassic Park before Michael Crichton.
Yeah. I thought it was really funny because, like, if you read, like, what is written on the board, like, it says, Dr. Geller gets bit by a mosquito, has dream that night.
That's some like How I Met Your Mother shit. Yes. Like putting that much.
Yes. And I that's all that I could make out. But I know that if we paused it, we could have read the whole thing and it would have been great.
You know, one of my favorite shows and a show that you like, BoJack Horseman.
Yes.
Would have so many hidden jokes.
Oh, I love those.
Like that. But there was one, I don't know if you remember when Princess Carolyn goes back to North Carolina to meet an expectant mother who maybe is going to give her baby up for adoption, and the expectant mother like sells t-shirts at the fair or whatever, right, at the flea market, and like there's a bunch of jokes in the t-shirt, but one of them says, and you would have to pause it to see it, one of them says, stop pausing and just watch the show.
Oh, that's very funny. I love that. They know their audience.
Yeah, there was another one that, anyway, I can't think of it right now. There's when BoJack, this isn't like a meta one like that, this is just one I really, really like because it's a reference that you and I really, really like. When BoJack goes to the Underwater Film Festival, at the airport, there's a sign, an ad, for a seafood restaurant called Le Poisson, he restaurant.
That's really good.
Okay. So Phoebe comes into the middle of his class to interrupt him. I don't know, I didn't put this in my funniest moments, but there's a funny moment here when Ross says, like, excuse me, students, and he's like, and then he says something about, like, each of your hometowns. Have you talked about that?
Yeah. That wasn't, but that was funny.
So Phoebe comes in, and it turns out she just wants to know if she can move into his place while Monica and Chandler are planning the wedding, so she's not, like, a third wheel.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Or I guess when they're in this, like, post-engagement phase or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, then back at Monica and Chandler's, this is where we get the joke about the Bay City Rollers. Like, Monica's going through all of her different wedding plans. Joey is trying to nap on the couch.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's because the duck ate Rachel's face cream, which I'm guessing is moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
And got sick all over.
It's been barfing everywhere.
It has been barfing everywhere, so Joey's too grossed out. But he needs to take a nap, I guess. And here's a part I didn't like where, like, earlier in the episode during the cold open, Ross is like, because Chandler wants to help with the wedding planning.
Yeah.
And Ross is like, trust me, all the groom has to do is show up, which is like a really entrenched like point of view, but is not true. Like,
no.
If I had done that, you would have been pissed at me for not, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it all by myself.
Not participating. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want to make all the decisions.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are probably some things that you cared about more than I did, and maybe vice versa, but yeah. We both did this together.
Yeah.
In fact, it was fun.
It was really fun.
Well, because, you know, I like a schedule and checklists.
Yes. As do I for things like that. Yeah.
And so we used that app / website, The Knot, and you basically, like, put in the details of your wedding, and it gives you, like, a reverse what engineered, like, doing. Calendar. Like, okay, by November, you have to do this. But, like, that is so much fun.
Yeah, and like, we were, like,
to-do list
we were
great.
So on top of it. Like, yeah, we were ahead of...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun and satisfying. We had a binder.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, a color-coded binder. Lots of fun.
Yeah, yeah, we were real, a couple of Monicas.
We had a spreadsheet. Cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah. So here now Chandler, like, says he wants to help and, like, pipes up about the flowers, and Monica and Rachel, like, basically don't let him help.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He picks the wrong ones and...
Yeah. I mean, he did pick the wrong ones, but, like, it's okay for him to have an opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he wanted roses on the tables at the wedding and they wanted lilies, and I think I'm with Monica and Rachel on the lily. The roses seems like it seems you're trying too hard or something. I don't know.
Kind of basic.
Yeah, or just, yeah, exactly.
Also, like, really expensive.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. So Joey goes back to the apartment and he's looking for a place to nap. And he decides, because Rachel's across the hall helping Monica, he decides to take a nap in Rachel's bed. And he finds under the pillow a dog-eared, tattered, well-worn romance novel, a bodice ripper, and a piece of erotica. And I mean, we'll get to it later when we get to the challenge accepted, but I sat straight up and, like, my jaw dropped.
You went,
yeah, if you are a brand new listener, that won't make any sense to you, but stick through the episode and it will. I don't know why I'm thinking anyone's jumping on board season 7, episode 2.
Yeah.
But maybe they're just trying it out, you know?
Yeah. They told their friends, they told their mothers.
Yeah, or one of their... Someone who considers them a friend and or mother told them.
Yes.
Right, yeah. So then Ross comes home from work, and Phoebe is in his apartment massaging someone. And he doesn't want her to do that. I don't know. I was, like, kind of... I saw both of their points of view. I think it was more on Phoebe's side. Like, it just feels like Ross is, like... She said it's only going to be for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make such a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
But also, I do think, like, he could have said, like, hey, if you're going to do this, give me a heads up first.
She could have said, that's hey, all. Ross, I have a client. Please, like, can you come home at 6:30? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, he could have just hung out at the park.
Yeah.
Sure, he'd love it.
I think she was being irresponsible and he was being rude.
Yeah. Okay, so he tells her he doesn't want her massaging people in his apartment. Back at the apartment, Joey is sweeping up, but he's really just doing this as a pretext to teasing Rachel, because the one of the amorous men in the novel is a chimney sweep.
Yeah.
And the other one's there's also a vicar, which...
we'll get to that later.
We'll get to that later, yeah. And so he teases her, and Rachel realizes he read her book, and she, I think, quite correctly is like, I'm not ashamed of this. But she kind of is.
Yeah.
But she isn't. Okay. Here's the weirdest thing that happened in this episode. We go back to Ross's apartment. Phoebe's not there. And Ross has made himself a meal of, like, an enormous salad.
Yeah.
Like, a salad, like, a bowl that you would put out if you were hosting multiple people for dinner, for people to, like, get their own salad from.
Yeah.
But that was just his dinner, just an enormous salad.
A big salad. Yeah. I've eaten a few big salads.
That big?
Maybe not that big.
Yeah. Yeah. It really did look like when you see, like... And someone has, like, an outdoor dinner party or whatever.
Yeah.
Here's a wooden bowl with some tongs.
With, like,
it's got
serving
a big salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then The massage chair is still out, which is annoying to him. And but then there's a knock at the door, and it's one of Phoebe's clients, or so he thinks, a pretty lady. So this pretty lady is like, "Oh, Phoebe's not here. Are you a masseur?" And he says, "Yes, I am. Because he's being a creep and he wants to trick her. He's being really Barney.
I hated this story.
But not as good as Barney. He's not as good at it as Barney.
No.
not that Barney is good.
Right.
Morally.
Right.
But at least he's got more skills, I guess.
Less of a doofus.
he's less of a doofus.
Yeah.
Remember season one, How I Met Your Mother, how Barney was a doofus?
Yeah.
And then very quickly between season one and season two, they were like, what if he actually is a Lothario?
Yeah.
And it was a much better decision, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Ba-ba-ba. Where was I? But it turns out the massage is not for the pretty lady. It's for her dad, who has, I don't know, sciatica, maybe? Something like that?
Yeah.
And so Ross has now apparently agreed to
committed to this old man. I hated the storyline.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Monica and Chandler are out to dinner with the Gellers, Jack and Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn, I think, kind of hilariously, that Chandler has not yet told his parents that they're engaged. It, didn't even occur to him until Jack and Judy said, what did your parents say?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I guess I should probably get around to telling them.
Yeah.
But it's revealed that the Gellers had been saving for Monica's eventual wedding, but they decided to buy a beach house instead.
Yeah. Which, how much were they saving? That's insane.
I was going to get to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a little bit. But, they bought a beach house. And also Chandler is drinking, a tiki drink.
Mm-hmm. It looked good.
Yeah, but it reminded me of the famous Kids in the Hall sketch.
Yeah.
Girl drink drunk.
Yeah.
Ross is massaging the old man. He feels weird about it. So he uses the tongs from wooden salad spoons.
Yeah.
Which, 5 minutes ago, at least in showtime, he was grossed out about Phoebe massaging people. Now he's going to use something he uses to prepare his food.
Yeah.
On this naked stranger.
Well, he uses a series of things.
Well, we later find out he used more things. Yeah. Back at the apartment, Monica's so distraught that she's not going to get her dream wedding. Chandler reveals that he's been saving up some money. And this is always annoying, but maybe it doesn't date the show. I don't know. They never say how much. He writes it down.
This was so weird to me because is this everything he has in his savings
or
his checking? And then how are you going to pay rent? And and I guess they get to it. This is all the money he has, but I don't think that's the question that Monica was asking. How much do you have disposable to spend on something like this?
That's not what Monica was asking.
How much money do you have?
Literally, how much money do you have?
Yeah. At this point in your account.
Because Monica was willing to spend every bit of it. So Chandler has enough money to pay for her dream wedding. How much do you think it was?
I think it was $75,000.
Wow, okay. In the year 2000, that's...
It'd be $50,000.
That's a hell of a wedding.
But she's going to invite a lot of people.
Well, yeah, when Chandler was seducing her last week, he said 200 people.
Yeah.
Which, I'll just say, having grown up in a Catholic family, 200, 250 people at a wedding would be pretty standard.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
Well, but you were at my sister's wedding. There had to be 250 people there,
yeah,
right? Yeah. We had 80 at ours.
Yeah. And ours was expensive, but not compared.
Not this expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Expensive.
For us.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably 50,000 at least.
Okay. So it turns out he has the money.
Yeah. Oh, he probably has 100,000.
Okay.
Right. He makes a lot of money.
He does. He went from being a temp to like an executive in one episode. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was a temp and he threatened to quit and then like made him vice president or something.
Yeah, and he's like, really, okay.
Yeah, really believable. I love, you know, people like stand-ups and comedy writers who like have never had like a straight job in their life writing about office culture.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then he says that he doesn't, like, he's like, when Monica's like, great, we can have the wedding. And Chandler's like, wait, I don't want to spend all of this. This is, I've saved this for our future. And then he says, no matter, look, he says five words that no man should ever say, no matter how right he is, which is, I'm putting my foot down.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah. And rightfully so, Monica's like, what?
Yeah, you're putting your foot down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that there's too much history and connotation with that term.
Yeah. Like,
you're not, you know, quit. There's already enough. The patriarchy is already strong enough. You don't need to reinforce it, no matter how right you are.
No.
But Phoebe weirdly likes it. Phoebe first likes that Chandler has a bunch of money and then likes him being assertive.
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe's like a very interesting person.
Yes.
She's got a very interesting. Yeah.
You think you know her. And then she'll...
She's like a total free spirit, but maybe she's also like, maybe she's like a submissive in the bedroom. Maybe that's what this is about.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
So then we're at the perk and Joey is continuing to tease Rachel. And I love this storyline so much.
Oh, me too.
It's so cute. Because I love that they didn't go to like the, like, they didn't go to the well of like Joey being a horn dog.
Right.
About it.
Right.
He's just teasing her.
Yes.
And it's so fun.
Yeah.
So he's teasing her. He says he smells fire, but it's just her burning loins. And then Ross, well, I think this was in the funniest moments, but Ross also chimes in. It turns out Joey told Ross about the book.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Ross tries to join in and say something about, like, I guess you got that book after you and I broke up because you weren't getting it from me anymore. And she's like, no, I wore through my first copy while we were together. So, like, Ross tries to join in, but he basically gets burned.
Yeah.
And then Ross says, as she's leaving, like, shouts about, like, when we were together, I read a lot of porno mags.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's a table of ladies behind him, and he goes, sup. Which is funny, because just last week, Joey saying sup was, like, supposed to be weird.
Right.
And now Ross, I guess, is being weird. Saying,
but then, right at that same moment, Phoebe runs in and is like, why did you do that to the old man? In front of these women.
Yeah. Phoebe is pissed. Rightfully, and kind of chews him out. But I guess they kind of come to an understanding about how he won't do it again, or blah, blah, blah. And then, like... Yeah, Joey's like, dude, why were you massaging an old man? And Ross is like, his daughter was hot. He was like, gotcha.
Got it. Cool.
Monica and Chandler then make up because she's like, we don't need to spend all the money. And then he's like, you know what? No, I when I proposed, I said I was going to do everything I could to make you happy. I want to spend this. But then he like let slip what his ideal for the future is, and I don't even know if Monica necessarily loves everything. Just I think the fact that he has all these ideas of them having this, blissful domesticity, like with kids and pets and a house in the suburbs, sounds like a nightmare to me. But it's cute to them.
Yeah.
Except for the pets part. I just want pets. So Monica says, you know what? I like that better, except it should be a dog instead of a cat.
Yeah, Monica's a dog person.
And Chandler's a cat person.
Chandler's like, a cat person.
It's kind of like you and me. I mean, I feel like I'm both, but I'm more a cat person.
Mm-hmm.
And you're definitely a dog person.
I do. I love all animals.
You only like one cat ever.
Yeah.
Our cat, Richelieu, may she rest in peace.
If and when we get another cat, I will love it.
Okay. So that's kind of the end of the episode, except there's a... tag at the end where Joey dresses up as a goalie because somehow he thinks that that's what a vicar is. It's like a goalie, right? I was trying to make the connection of like...
I was like, context clues? Like, how would he
Why would he think Vicar goalie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
But then Rachel kind of turns the table on him by pretending that she is really turned on by him being dressed up as a goalie, and he gets weirded out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she comes on to him quite aggressively.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't like
this it. This is like, kind of like when Phoebe came on to Chandler to, like, test his loyalty or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were both, like, seeing how far the other would go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, that, yeah, it wasn't to test his loyalty. It was to, like, try and get him to admit that he and Monica were in a relationship. Yes. That's what it was.
Yes.
And that's the end of the episode. Do you have any stray observations, or should we move on to funniest moments?
Let's move on to the funniest moments.
Okay. Well, I only have two, but one I'm going to steal from you because I know you have it too. But when Joey first starts teasing Rachel about the book and he says something about the vicar, and Rachel goes, "Joey, where did you learn that word?"
That was in my notes, but yeah, like as he's reading it, you hear him like read it out loud and he's like, "Her father, the vicar." Vicar?
Do you have another one?
Yeah, was that yours? I have a few.
Here, I'll do one more. Jack wants to tell the story about how he proposed to Judy, and he starts, "Well, I'd gotten Judy pregnant."
Yeah. And which Monica, yeah, they knew because Monica knew because they told her on Halloween.
And a Halloween party they had in fifth grade.
Yeah.
At the Gellers.
Yeah.
He told all her friends.
Yeah.
So wait, Ross is older then. Yeah, Ross is older because yeah,
he was in college.
So yeah. It was Ross.
Yes.
Was the, yeah.
We already talked about it, but Dr. Geller gets bitten by a mosquito and has a dream that night. When, so like when it opens up at Ross's lecture in college and he says, "And that proves that I had the idea for Jurassic Park first."
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we already talked about it, but when Ross meets like Joey and Rachel at the Perk, and he just like casually like sits down and like starts sipping his coffee, and he's like, "This coffee is cold. Hey, Rachel, do you mind if I heat this coffee on your loins?" And that's when like she knows that.
Yeah,
Joey told Ross, yeah. And then they like have like a funny little moment together.
Yeah.
Do they high five?
I don't think they high five.
Okay.
I think you're thinking of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. Yeah, they're yeah.
Robin and Lily high five.
At one point, Phoebe says, "Oh, Ross, hi." I have that in my notes, but I don't know what context.
Oh, I think it's when he walks in on her massaging in his apartment, and she's just like, "Oh, Ross, hi."
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, on to Friends But Make It Fashion. I liked Phoebe's sort of like, what is that? What is that? It's like a type of knitting. Her top that she's wearing the entire episode. It's like a hippie thing that's like
crochet.
It's kind of crochet looking.
Yeah.
Sorry to be gross, but like we rarely get Lisa Kudrow cleavage on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I forgot a funniest moment.
Okay.
When Rachel says, "What the hell did the damn duck do now?"
This is what I'm talking, like Joey and Rachel are so good as roommates that like I've been saying since last season, this has got to become permanent.
Yeah. She just like puts up with all of his bullshit.
Yeah.
Fashion. All I have is, I didn't like Monica's hair. Like they were doing something weird, like flipping it, trying to flip it out. Mm-hmm. But it was, it just looked like split ends. Like it needed conditioning, much like in How I Met Your Mother, like the issue that I have with the hair in the early seasons. Because she has kind of like a layered look, but then they flipped all the layers out. And it just looks weird.
I gotta pay more attention to haircuts.
Yeah.
I liked Monica's outfit for going out to dinner with her parents. That sort of like pink on like pink, pink dress. Yeah, it was like a pink dress with a pink pattern, slightly different color pink pattern. And then she had like a little black sweater that was like sheer almost. Not sheer, but like what would you, I don't know, I can't think of the words. It was similarly like kind of like knit together so that a lot of it was see-through.
Yeah.
Like mesh, but like cloth.
Yeah. I didn't like it very much, but I like that they're putting, Rachel has great arms and they always put her in kind of like sleeveless muscle tanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think she looks great in them. Props to the props department. Monica brings home a bag from Seattle's Best, which is strange. Like, I guess they had Seattle's Best in New York.
Yeah. Is that still around?
I think it is. I feel like it's always at airports.
Okay.
And also, mazel to the Magna. There was like a heart. I don't know what that's called. The heart with the crown.
Clotta.
Clotta. Yes, we talked about this.
Like a clotta ring. Yeah.
Clotta ring. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we go under the umbrella?
Yeah. I remember I bought one of my high school girlfriends a clotter ring at the Renaissance Fair. Very corny.
Very corny.
Very corny.
You never bought me one.
I've bought you plenty of stuff. I bought you a necklace with a weasel on it.
That's true.
It's actually a fox, but it looks like a weasel, and then that's why I knew you would like it.
And we call it a fweasel.
Fweasel, yeah.
Are we under the umbrella?
Yeah, what's under the umbrella? I don't have anything.
So Ross says, like, you don't have to, oh, when he's talking to Chandler about, like, you don't get to have any opinions on, like, the wedding. You just have to show up and say the right name. The idea that Monica has been planning this since fourth grade very much speaks to her personality.
Yeah.
Chandler talks about his dad uses his money to go to Dollywood annually.
Yeah, is that, like, supposed to be gay?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, Dollywood, everyone loves Dollywood.
Yeah, but I think every joke that he makes about his father is a gay
joke. But I guess I just never associated Dollywood with gay. I guess Dolly Parton is kind of like a drag icon.
Like an icon, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone likes Dollywood.
Yeah. There's, like, a reference to Chandler's job being, like, pointless and he gets overpaid for it. Like, Monica's like, no, you work really hard for that money.
He's like,
Yeah, she's like, well... Like, everyone, no one knows what he does. He does something with the weenus, and he makes lots of money for it.
Yeah.
That's all I have under the umbrella.
Real quick, you said Dollywood was in a dry county, but Dollywood itself does not serve alcohol, but at the Dreammore Resort, because I looked this up because you said that, I was like, is that true? At the Dreammore Resort, next to the park that you can stay at, you can get alcohol at the restaurant.
I don't know if I said it's in a dry county. I said that Dollywood doesn't, they don't serve alcohol at Dollywood.
Oh, I thought you said it was in a dry county. Never mind.
No.
Then I don't know what I'm talking about then. Should we take a quick break?
Sure.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, we're back from our quick break, and we are ready to jump in to How I Met Your Mother Season 7, Episode 2, The Naked Truth. Natalie, take it away.
Okay, so Marshall's still hungover. They're already back home from the Cleveland wedding.
Yeah, they're all the way in New York, and they're still...
Yeah.
Well, I guess I forget that, like, Cleveland and New York are not kinda that close. Far apart.
Yeah. So they're home. He's still hungover. He ruined the wedding. He ended up ruining some dresses, a bat mitzvah next door.
A bat mitzvah.
And he makes a sweeping...
Don't have a cow, man.
Yeah. He makes a sweeping declaration that he's never going to get drunk again. Yeah. Everyone laughs at it. We immediately see, like, 2 days later, he's drunk again, and then we're going to learn why. Barney comes in with crutches and a cast, and he's like, I have to, like, give Nora an excuse why, you know, I behaved in such a way. And they're all like, why don't you just be honest for once? Meanwhile, Ted's ready to get back out there, and he snags some dates at the newsstand, by kind of like showing off his cover of architecture or New York Magazine.
One girl actually does recognize the cover, and then he uses that to meet 15 more girls.
Yeah, so he meets 15. Like, half of them are single, half of them are women who are willing to date him. He gets two numbers, yeah. And so he's like, he has two potentials, Jessica and Claire, and they seem perfect for different reasons.
Well, Claire is basically just
Jessica checks all the boxes, but Claire reached for the check at the coffee shop or whatever.
Yeah, and Jessica didn't.
And Jessica didn't.
How do you feel about that? Like, in your, I mean, I know obviously you haven't been on a date in a while, I hope, with anyone other than me. But like, when you were on like a OkCupid date or whatever, did you reach for the check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I said, should we split it? Or like, are we splitting it? Or, you know, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, good.
I don't ever assume.
That's great. I love that. Yeah. Ted loves that too.
Yeah.
Ted would like you.
You think?
Yeah.
Think I have a chance?
Yeah, I think he got a shot.
I would never want to date Ted. Let's see. Okay. Meanwhile, Marshall is waiting for an important call from Garrison Kootz.
Played by Martin Short.
Played by Martin Short.
Hilariously.
Hilariously. Yeah. So Garrison Kootz is just swamped. And Marshall's like, oh yeah, like work is busy. He's like, no, I'm like standing in a swamp.
Yeah. And we'll get to funny moments.
Yeah, it gets like funnier from there, but it's a lot of like punt, like who's on first type.
Just like he says one thing and it's like, no, I meant blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Nora meets Barney for coffee. He decides on the neck brace. And she's like, no more lies, because she's like, oh, like check out that hot rack over there. And he swivels his head real quick.
Yeah. She specifically says that girl has great tatas.
Oh, yeah.
Because then when she says goodbye, she says ta-ta.
Yeah, that's right. And she's like, okay, no more lies. Have you ever lied to a woman to get her to sleep with you? And he's like, maybe once or twice. And then she's like, okay, sit down with me and tell me all of these things. Tell me the worst things you've ever done. So he's saying everything. It's taking hours and hours and hours and hours. meanwhile, Kootz basically says to Marshall, like, you got the job. We just have to do like some background checks. And then Marshall's like, oh shit, I should like see what's out there on me, and like does like a cursory search on the internet.
Yeah, and speaking of like little hidden jokes and stuff, if you were to pause when you see like his Google results, or I don't know, it's not Google, but Google type results, if you were to pause, you would see a bunch of stuff that has been referenced on the show.
Yeah.
Like how what was it, like Vanilla Thunder was it, or Vanilla Fudge, what was it, Vanilla Thunder, that's his, I can't remember what his like name is that he like set the high score on the thing. Anyway, it's like reference to stuff we've heard about in the show.
And one of the most damning sites, I guess, is I guess it's like YouTube, but Beercules.
So it's from college.
From college, and Marshall is like streaking across the quad or the town. Pete Durkinson is the one who convinced him to run naked for like a fraternity, but it didn't actually exist. Played by what's his name?
Jimmy Simpson. Yes. Who's been in a ton of stuff.
Yeah, he typically plays like kind of like a sociopath, like creep.
He's funny, but he's also played a lot of sleazeballs.
Sleazeballs, too.
Couple things recently that you and I watched together, one you liked and one you very, very much didn't. He was in Pachinko. He was like the one white American who worked at the at the company, the Japanese company. And then he was the voice of the main detective on Ultra City Smiths, which is a show that you despise.
I did not like that.
Well, I like Ultra City Smiths.
It put me in such a bad mood. but maybe it was just a reflection of like how I was feeling at the time, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, lockdown, yeah, haze. It just was a bad phase. Anyway, Ted gets invited to the architect's ball, and he thinks that this is like a huge deal. It's a social event of the year, and he's trying to decide if he should bring Jessica or Claire, and this will like make or break that, like it'll be who he wants to be with, I guess. So he decides to do a pros and cons list, and everyone chants pros and cons and loves it.
Yeah, and he's like, kids, I swear they really chanted forever.
Yeah. There's a funny part about Nora, like, asking Barney, like, yeah, I guess I've, like, made up some lies. And she's like, what were they? And Barney's like, nines and tens, mostly. There was a four in there. And she's like, no, what were the lies?
Yeah.
That was funny. Pete Durkinson is on a stoop doing Edward's 40 hands. He's the one who posted the video. And
no, I've never done a drinking game in my life. I've always thought I was too good for them.
Yeah.
Too cool for school. I take my drinking seriously. Mm-hmm. But anytime Edward 40 hands has come up, for those who don't know, you duct tape a 40 to each hand, a 40 malt liquor to each hand, and you can't do anything until you finish both of them. Every time Edward 40 hands has come up, I've been like, I can do that no sweat.
We've even talked about this on the pod. I wouldn't want to drink 80 ounces of malt liquor.
Yeah.
I would poison myself, and I would have to pee immediately. And that's the challenge.
I could get through it before, like, the having to pee was a problem. I'd probably have to pee, but I'd be like, I wouldn't be like Jimmy is, where like, can you help me use the bathroom or whatever? I'd get through 40 or 80 ounces.
Yeah, that's not something you should be proud of necessarily.
All right.
Friends and mothers.
Have you ever done Edward 40 hands?
Have you ever done Edward 40 hands? What's your drinking game of choice? Like, I've played like beer pong, you know?
Yeah, I never have.
You never have.
Drinking games.
Yeah, drinking games.
And Edward 40 hands in particular.
Have you done it? Could you do it? Do you want to do it? Barney tells Nora all of the lies. The soul man was the worst one. Agreed. I couldn't handle that.
Okay, so yeah. I was going to, like, if you didn't get this, I was going to get to it at the end.
Yeah.
That he says he once pulled the thing, something called the Soul Man, which is clearly a reference to the C. Thomas Howell movie, where he gets a scholarship by donning blackface.
Yeah.
And while he's in the middle of doing that, the black girl in the booth behind him recognizes him and says,
"That was you."
But no, she says, "Barniel." So like,
oh God, yeah.
when he was as a Soul Man, his fake black guy name was Barniel.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Bad joke.
Meanwhile, Ted says, like, this is, like, a celebrity-studded event, and Robin's like, name one celebrity, and he's like, Lenny Kravitz. And then finally Robin wants to go, because she's always had a crush on Lenny Kravitz. And
this is before we all saw his penis.
And this was before his penis fell out. I still don't know how that happened.
You've seen the video.
I've seen the video.
It ripped. He did the split, or he like crouched down and it ripped.
But like, so the pants like ripped at that exact moment, and the penis, he wasn't wearing
underwear.
And it just like
came. And that's where the seam is.
Yeah. But the whole thing just came out.
Yeah. What do you think would happen?
I feel like it would get like crushed to the side or something. Like it wouldn't be like a perfect.
So what do you think, Kevin? That he planned this?
I don't know. I'm just saying. It didn't hurt his public image. And then let's see what happens next. Oh, okay. Barney says, like, yes, I'm terrible, but that's the old me. I want to change for you. And she's like, ta-ta, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I want a second date with you so bad. I'm going to stay in this diner as long as I need to.
Yeah.
Until you date me again, which is stupid.
Is it? Wait, why?
Because it's, like, childish to be, like, I'll get her attention by being rude to people serving. Like, he's not ordering anything.
Which is funny. But that's funny.
He's being an asshole.
He's been there 9 hours, And then the waitress comes up and he's like, I still need a minute. That's funny.
I feel like, but it's also like manipulative and like it wouldn't charm me at all. I wouldn't be charmed by it.
But we're watching a rom-com.
Yeah.
This is rom-com behavior.
Yeah.
I feel like within the world of the show.
Right. But we talk like about it. These people as if we're in these situations too. The whole conceit of the show is like as if they were people that.
I don't think that's. Conceit of this show.
Not the but like we do it all the time.
But I guess what I've said, I've pointed out before that like How I Met Your Mother tonally can get away with stretching the boundaries of reality better than Friends can. So I guess I tend to take that sort of thing with a grain of salt on How I Met Your Mother because it's kind of a heightened, ridiculous show anyway.
Right. Okay, so
you just want to stop talking about this.
Yeah, moving on. I have a lot to get through here, and this is a struggle. Okay, Marshall did Beercules again because Pete Dirksen was like challenged him and agreed to take it down if he bested him in a game of his choosing, which it's actually one of my funniest too, but I had to put it in there.
Okay.
Lily calls Pete from the diner. I guess she had his number.
I guess so.
Yeah. And like threatens him to like take down the video. Marshall takes it as like, no, I'm a failure. I'm just not ready to be a dad. With this behavior, like my dad would never do this. And Lily's like, that's not true. Like if you would explain to your kids that, you know, like, so he makes another sweeping declaration, I'll never get drunk again. And he does. And then we see like a flash forward of him wearing a shirt that says Marshall and Steph forever.
They love, at this point, the writers love to like
tease us.
Yeah. So at some point he's going to be gambling with Barney drunk with a shirt that says Marshall and Steph forever.
Yeah. So Coots calls Marshall and is like, it's a disturbing streak in the chemical.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, it's fine. Like, we'd love to have you try to wear some clothes. Yeah. And then we'll get to the next line later. Pete, Dirksen is actually a surgeon. He's actually a surgeon.
This isn't my funniest moment.
With
but
four
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
Robin, it gets to wear that dress to the architectural ball, and Lenny Kravitz is actually Leonard Kravitz, who's like an architect, famous architect, but like Ted should have known this. You know,
I don't know if you look, because I knew this was coming, so if you look, Ted's not really paying attention to Robin when she's talking about Lenny Kravitz earlier.
And then they're at the ball, and then Ted looks up and sees Victoria, the cupcake baker from season one?
Yeah, one or two.
Yeah. And then the Kinks, Victoria, comes on, and that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. I don't have any more stray observations. Should we move on to funniest moments?
Yes.
You go first.
Well, everything that Coots says is very funny, but I guess especially at the end when he's like, at first when he's like, that's a crock, and Marshall's like...
Well, yeah, Marshall says, I'm a big fan of what you do.
That's a big crock, but there's actually a big...
Crocodile,
and the crocodile is advancing, so he has to run.
Yeah, because everything he says is like...
He's like, no, he's like, I literally...
I
I literally have to run. The croc is advancing. And then the final call when he's like, that's a big snake, and Marshall's like, oh, yeah, like in the swamp. He's like, no, I'm talking about your penis. Which is like the SNL Sherry O'Terry.
Yeah, I'm talking
talk about your penis.
Yeah. But I like... It does seem to be canon on How I Met Your Mother that Marshall is hung. It always comes up.
Well, we've seen it. We've talked about it in real life, and it's...
Oh, Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Accurate. Yeah.
Well, he's a big guy. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Okay. All right. I have... You actually got through pretty much all of mine, so I basically just have one. but when Ted is using the magazine to pick people up and he's like reading the magazine and he's like, oh, that's embarrassing. I should be on the cover of Egg on My Face magazine. Yeah. But I'm not. I'm on this one. yeah, and then, yeah, you said that's a crock. You said that's a disturbing streak. You said I'm talking about your penis. You said pizza scalpel. But I did like, and you even said he has forking, but I did like when Marshall's begging him and he's like, just completely plastered. Jimmy Simpson is on the steps and Marshall's begging him and he's like, I'm gonna have a kid. Someday you'll have a kid and you'll know what it's like. And he's like, oh. He like burps and he's like, I have four kids.
Yeah. Yeah. When Robin is trying to get invited to the ball, she like comes out of the bedroom in like this like beautiful long like dress and she's like, oh, this? But no one's even paying attention to her.
Oh, I did have that one. Yeah.
But yeah, that's also in, I guess, fashion. We could move on to that because that dress was pretty.
It was. There was also really, this was actually kind of funny when she mentions that she was like, I bought this dress for that big event you invited me through to that ended up falling through. And he's like, my uncle's funeral? Yeah. It didn't fall through. He miraculously came out of a coma.
Yeah. But she like went out and bought a beautiful dress. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, How I Met Your Mother, Make It Fashion.
Yeah, that was
How
it.
How I Met Your Mother, But Make It Fashion.
Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah.
I liked Martin Short's
swamp gear?
His swamp gear, yeah. I thought he looked appropriate, but also still kind of sharp. It felt like an L.L. Bean catalog.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. Okay, Under the Umbrella. We get the flash forward to Marshall getting drunk and gambling. Obviously, Victoria returns, played by Ashley Williams. I always forget her name. I think it's Ashley Williams. There's also a slap.
Yes, I have that.
Yeah,
because Lily does like right hand or left hand
between Jessica and Claire, and he picks left hand, and she just slaps him with it and says, "Pick one."
Yeah. Is that all you have under the umbrella? Okay. When he's explaining to his kids Edward's 40 hands, and then he's like, "Wait, why am I explaining this to you?" Because the kids are like perplexed.
Well, you know, at this point, those kids are much older. They had filmed.
Right.
After like the second or third season, they just filmed the kids reacting to a ton of shit, including the finale, which they knew, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
But yeah, those kids have already moved on. Lindsay Fonseca was on like the short-lived Nikita series with Maggie Q, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry.
Oh.
What else is under the umbrella?
Also, in Ted's retelling of the story, the girls are super excited about a pros and cons list and chant pros and cons. And then they're also excited about color chart. And they chant color chart.
Yeah.
And then they give each other high fives.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Do you have any similarities you found between these two episodes?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay. Similarities. Cappuccino dates in general.
Oh, okay.
Also in general, like binders of plans. Yesterday. Last week, Ted was like planning his best man speech. Also, this future planning of Chandler reminds me of Lily and Marshall's like plans with their like picket fence and, you know, their plans for the future.
And I mean, Ted obviously has that sort of thing too. Yeah. But yeah, specifically, we've seen Lily's like front porch test or whatever.
Yes. Okay, this was really funny, but I have internet fails. So Marshall's like internet fails, and then Jack Geller trying to sell ice over the internet. Which didn't go well.
Yeah. Any others?
I thought it was funny when Monica is like, her dreams are destroyed and she's like, I have no money. I don't get no swing band, no lilies. And I'm like, oh, Lily.
Lily, yeah. okay. Let us play favorites. Ugh. Okay. I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. How I Met Your Mother. And I had my problems with it, but Martin Short was so funny, and I can't wait to get more.
Yeah, that was the main thing that put me over. As much as I love the Joey Rachel B plot,
yeah,
or maybe that was probably the C plot, because Ross and Phoebe would be the B plot.
Yeah.
No one cares about this, David. Yeah. Shut up.
The
runner about Joey and Rachel. As much as I loved that, yeah, little Martin Short goes a long way.
Yeah.
Jimmy Simpson's good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check out Ultra City Smiths. It won't take much of your time, but it might scar you for life.
It might ruin your night. Yeah. Every night.
I love it. I don't know if I love it. I find it really fascinating.
Yeah.
Where are we on? We don't have any correspondence. We don't have any. How are we doing?
Right.
Because these episodes are the same night as the last week's episodes. Right. Both shows started off.
And no one wants to hear us singing those songs again.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. So let's get to our final segment, which is called Challenge Accepted. This is where we try to predict what's going to happen on next week's episodes, armed only with the knowledge of the episode title. And I, my God, I could not have been more right. This is the most right I've ever been.
Yes.
I said, sexually frustrated Rachel has recently been whacking it to a bodice ripper, which is discovered by the friends.
Yep.
The thing is, here's the only thing, I'm going to be a sore winner here. Because last week, I said, I don't have to specify which friend. And you were like, no, because you already specified, the, you know, Rachel. But I was going to say Joey. If you had made me specify a friend, I was going to say Joey.
You would say, yeah. Well, that makes sense because they live together. Yeah.
But I would have been even more right. So obviously, I get the first point of the season.
Congratulations.
You said Barney pairs a ducky tie with his birthday suit.
Not even close.
No. What's funny, though, is that will happen. It just didn't happen this episode.
Really?
But it's also... So the next episode is called The Ducky Tie. It's not in that episode.
Mm.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Unless I'm misremembering, because it has been a while. I haven't seen these episodes since they first aired. Okay. But I don't think it's the next episode. So, so I'm up on the season. I'm going to find out what the titles of next week's episodes are, but I'm going to need you to vamp for a second while I do that.
Oh. Organic hummus. Vegan heavy whipping cream. Chocolate almond biscotti. Chocolatey dipping kit. Cinnamon bun JoJo's.
Okay. Season 7, episode 3 of Friends is called The One with Phoebe's Cookies. The One with Phoebe's Cookies. Okay. The One with Phoebe's Cookies. I guess... Is Friends too square to do, like, does Phoebe make, like, weed cookies? No, they wouldn't do that, right?
I'm not giving any clues.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Ross eats his new roommate Phoebe's special cookies and acts like an even bigger goof than usual. So Phoebe is like making cookies maybe for like a friend.
Okay.
This is like a side hustle of hers.
Okay.
That she makes weed cookies.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to regret this, that the Friends writers are too square to have Phoebe make weed cookies, which seems like almost G-rated to us now, but like, all right. Season 7, episode 3 of How I Met Your Mother is called Ducky Tie.
Okay. So this is going to be Barney, proving to Nora like how much he's willing to do for her, and Nora is going to like, because like she knows he cares so much about like fashion and the way she looks, like I think she's going to pick out this tie and he's going to prove how much he is committed to her.
Okay.
By wearing it.
Barney proves his commitment to Nora by wearing a hideous tie. Not toe, tie, she selected. You don't have to, and this isn't part of the guess, but in what you're imagining, is it that Nora likes the tie and Barney doesn't? Or is that Nora knows the tie is ugly and is...
Nora knows like that this... Yeah, that Barney would hate to do this.
Okay. All right, I like this.
That tells me it's not...
it never occurred to me before, so obviously...
Yeah.
It's not what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But,
Well, I think we're even.
Okay, good. But we're not, because I'm up on the season.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole episode. You can find this podcast wherever you have already found it, because obviously you're listening to it. You know how to do that. But you can also find a post for every episode at battleshippretension.com, which is where you can find my other podcast, which is called Battleship Pretension. It's about movies. You can leave a comment there, or you can... The preferable way to reach out to us, I would say, is to email us at theonewhereimetyourmother@gmail.com. But you can also find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Davey Pretension. And Natalie, where can people track you down?
They can't. But if you like this episode, you should rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your mothers, give us 5 stars, or tell us why we don't deserve 5 stars. Let us know if you've ever played Edward 40 Hands.
Yeah, or any other
Other drinking games. Yeah. Do you think you could take down 80 ounces of malt liquor? Successfully, as quickly as David.
Look, we're 7 seasons in. We're about to break. We're about to hit it real big. So when there's like a one where I met your mother con, mm-hmm. I'm going to challenge friends and mothers.
That'll be fun.
To Edward 40 Hands.
That'll be fun. That'll happen. All of this. Yeah. So yeah, get on board, friends and mothers. Until next time, we'll be at a Taco Bell somewhere.